The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, week two of Texans OTAs, J.J. Watt mic'd up, Coach Bill O'Brien, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Texans 360, the show that gets you in touch with what's happening with your Houston Texans. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, here at the Go Texans store, and I've got some shopping to do. We've got Texans' birthdays this month, like Cal McNair, Romeo Crennel, Bob Ligoszewski, and other coaches as well. But let's not go there right now. Let's start with OTAs, week two in the books. Let's get the reaction of John Harris and DP Sidhu.
Week two of OTAs is underway, or actually in the books, and we're about to start week three soon here at NRG Stadium, the Houston Methodist Training Center. John, your observations. It's been 2 weeks of OTAs. What have you seen as far as the quarterback competition? It's a big question around here.
It is a big question, and it's a competition. You know, first week, Brian Hoyer was with the guys that we would assume to be the number ones, and then this week, Ryan Mallett was with the number ones. I think it's going to go back and forth like this, but I think it's a true competition, and that makes for fun for us and content for us, and I don't know if it makes it great for the coaching staff. They would like to have a guy, and I don't think Bill O'Brien's ever really had this situation before when he was in New England. I don't think there's any question about the quarterback being Tom Brady, even when he had Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett there. It'll get settled at some point, I would think, early in training camp, but for the most part, it's kind of fun to watch these guys compete and get after it each day in practice.
Something else that's been really fun to watch, some of the new guys that have been here, Vince Wilfork and J.J. Watt, we saw them tossing around the ball during stretching period this week. Your impressions of the guys that joined us this offseason, like Vince and some of the wide receivers, and how they fit in so far?
Well, I think with Vince, he is what he is. He is a big defensive tackle, but he's athletic. Even though when you watch him at OTAs, you don't think that. When you see him make plays out on the field and chase down running backs 5, 7, 10 yards downfield, you realize that he's a whole lot more athlete than he is just big guy that's going to clog up the middle. But it's great to see him here. Bill O'Brien talked about number 75 being in the middle of the defense. That's great. I think there's some guys we're still waiting to see that are rehabbing from injuries. But the wide receiver core is completely new, other than DeAndre Hopkins, and he's been sitting out of OTAs rehabbing an injury as well. So the wide receivers are all new. They're all different in some way, shape, or form. Cecil Shorts, inside, outside. Nate Washington can play inside or outside. Then, of course, you got the rookies. And Keith Mumphrey, a fifth rounder, a guy getting a lot of reps because of some other injuries. I think he's really shown that he's here to compete not only for special teams opportunities, but for an opportunity to go catch some balls and be in this wide receiver core.
Another face that's new to the Texans and joined us this offseason, Raheem Moore. What about the safety position? I mean, it's sort of wide open. We see some faces that have returned from last year, such as Lonnie Ballantyne, and now Andre Hall may be working his way into that group as well. How is safety looking so far in OTAs?
Well, we know Raheem Moore, and I don't want to say it's a lock, but bringing over Raheem Moore, I think, was one of the smart moves the Texans made in the offseason, bringing him in. So we know he's a lock. At that point, it becomes a question mark. But you've got guys going out there and competing. You mentioned Lonnie Ballantyne, seventh rounder. We didn't get a chance to see last year with an injury. Andre Howe moving over from corner over to safety, which I think could be a great move. So there are some options there at safety. And then, of course, Stevie Brown, who right now is rehabbing an injury, had a lot of experience with the New York Giants. So I think he comes in with a lot of experience. And they'll play two or three safeties. So a lot of guys have to compete back there. But it looks good at this point.
All right. Like I said, one more week of OTAs before we head to mini camp. And for all the coverage, check out HoustonTexans.com for all the stories.
Two more weeks of off-season practice before the long tundra-like break before training camp gets fired up. Later on in the show, J.J. Watt mic'd up at his charity softball game. You're not going to want to miss that. But what about our top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com?
Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number five, the Texans and Mustang Cat hosted Brookwood Community at NRG Stadium for a field day. At number four, tight end C.J. Fedorowicz talks about the tight ends making big strides. At number three this week, a look at week two of the OTAs. At number two, Coach Bill O'Brien gives us an update on the quarterback competition. And at number one this week, Vince Wilfork and J.J. Watt throw a football during practice. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.